I'm Chris Green, mentor, facilitator, author, and consultant. I'm obsessed with unlocking potential to help business owners to think bigger and create a business by their design. I'm having extraordinary conversations with business owners just like you every single day. In my podcast, The Green Room, I will bring you the best of these conversations and insights. So hit subscribe, and I look forward to chatting with you through your favorite podcast app. Hello, everyone. Today, I'm coming to you from Central Albury. And I've been talking to my clients a lot at the moment around their people stuff. That's not unusual. I reckon about 80% of my conversations with my mentor clients is about people stuff. And it doesn't matter about the industry. I work across so many industries, service industries, you know, engineering companies, manufacturing companies, distribution companies, a whole range of companies, a lot of different industries. And it's a people game, isn't it? And when I talk to my owners, my founders, my business managers around, you know, why is it hard to scale? What's holding you back? And what I find is that, you know, they keep getting stuck in the weeds. They keep struggling to get other people to do those tasks that they need them to do and they are doing currently to give them the opportunity to really work, you know, on the business and really grow the business and really explore new opportunities. So why is delegation so hard? Well, I think the main challenge we have as business owners is we're very used to doing things ourselves. We are quite often the technical experts in our business. So others don't quite have the capability or we don't quite trust that they're going to be able to do the job to the level that we want or the standards that we expect or the quality that our customers demand. And that's a real challenge. So what to do? Well, a couple of things. We have to meet our people where they're at, not where we want them to be. So if they haven't got the capability, we need to really coach them in that space and really grow them. If we trust that they will do a great job or they're in maybe a new role and they've been successful in a previous role, but they haven't got that capability yet, we have to accelerate their growth so that we can start to really get them thinking entrepreneurially, thinking about how they solve more complex problems for our clients and for our people. But the main thing that I see with business owners is really that they tend to abdicate responsibility rather than delegate. So what does that mean? Well, if I'm walking past dog school on a Sunday morning and the Labrador is not sitting, I'm not looking at the Labrador, I'm looking at the owner. And it's a bit the same in how we delegate. And that is that we don't. We actually hand people a task. We don't give them the parameters for success. We don't often give them the time frames that they need to do it. We don't often give them the training and the skills that they can execute to a high level. And I call that abdication. We actually just set them up for failure. And ultimately what happens is that we find ourselves picking up that task. We find ourselves having to fix the customer issue, fix the problem. We lose confidence and we end up going back under the entrepreneurial ceiling and doing it ourselves. So what to do? Well, I think a great starting point is meeting our people where they're at and really building their capability through, you know, coaching them with great supervision or mentoring them and really accelerating their growth. And then really ensuring that we are giving them all the tools for success in giving them the tasks that we want them to do. So delegating those tasks impactfully rather than abdicating and setting them up for failure.